welcome Congressman Bill Owen to the program. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Okay. Congressman Bill Owen is now preparing to run for re-election, but his district has changed. The district he's running in has changed. I believe they probably changed your number. I know they did that with Paul Tonko. Maybe as we start, can you just give us a little recap of what's happened as to why you're representing, or what areas you're representing in our area in the coming election?
Sure, Bob. First of all, it'll be the congressional district will be number 21 as opposed to 23. It will now cover Jefferson, Lewis, St. Lawrence, Franklin, Clinton, Essex, Warren, Washington, the northern half of Saratoga, Hamilton, Herkimer, and all of Fulton County. We previously had just a bit of Fulton County when it was the 23rd.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of real estate. It's bigger than some states, isn't it? I'm not sure.
It is. It was about 14,000 square miles when it was the 23rd, and the 21st is closer to 16,000 square miles.
Obviously, you represent a lot of open country, you know, the Adirondacks and so forth. And you are from Plattsburgh, as I understand it.
That's right. I am. I've lived here for about 35 years now. I was originally stationed at Plattsburgh Air Force Base in 1977 when I served at Plattsburgh as an officer.
Very interesting. So you are a veteran. And let me jump to this, because your folks have been sending us news releases the past week, and I did note that you had one that had to do with members of the armed forces. It sounds like this is a major concern of yours, how they're treated.
Yeah, we did a piece, actually a little symposium or panel, about over on the Senate side, which concerned the equipment that soldiers use. You know, whether they've got, if you will, dry boots and dry socks, whether or not they've got the right armament on, if it's properly weighted for the kind of terrain that they're in, if it's properly structured in terms of the temperature and weather that they're dealing with. Those are the kinds of things that this particular panel focused on. And it's a very important subject. As you know, we have Fort Drum in the district with the 10th Mountain Division. Mm-hmm. And we also have a significant number of Guard and Reserve units, many of whom have been called up to active duty over the last 10 years.
Mm. Well, and as you say, you do represent Fort Drum. In fact, representing such a big district, I think that right here in the Amsterdam area, even people who aren't, you know, in favor of his politics, will concede the point that having the current congressman come from Amsterdam, Paul Tonko, it's probably a good thing for Amsterdam. You know, it's some place that he comes to frequently because he lives here. But a big district like that, there's really, I don't know, it seemed to me that you can't really make that argument, except maybe in your case for Plattsburgh.
Well, you know, we have spent a tremendous amount of time getting around the district, making sure we're accessible. We do lots of town halls in person. We do a significant number of telephone town halls. And we also supply lots of information to the media, and we make ourselves very accessible to the media so that, in fact, people can get out, can know what I'm up to. We also have our staff going around doing what we refer to as mobile town halls, so that we're bringing, if you will, the congressional office to virtually every corner of the district, and we'll continue to do that in the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came in through an unusual set of circumstances in that President Obama named the previous congressman, who's a Republican, or I imagine still is a Republican, to a high military post, and you won wasn't it a special election at first?
It was. He named John McHugh to become Secretary of the Army. And then there was a special election, which happened to be held on Election Day in 2009, and I was fortunate enough to win that election and get the honor to represent the people of the 23rd.
And since then, you've won another election, you know, the regular election, right?
That's right. In 2010, we ran again, and we were successful in that election as well.
And again, I'll get off politics in a moment, but you are a Democrat, and it would seem to me that each time you think of these past two elections, I know the last one, perhaps you were helped by the fact that the conservative Republican vote was split. There were two candidates opposing you, you know, a three-way race.
Well, you know, we think that because of the way in which I vote, the issues that I'm concerned about, that we fit the district very well. I am ranked as one of the most conservative Democrats in Congress. So I'm frequently lining up, if you will, with my friends on the other side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've already heard since this announcement came that you would represent all of Fulton County. The mayor of Gloversville, I don't know if it's an endorsement, is already saying that he supports your presumed opponent, Matt Doheny, who I believe opposed you the last time. He's from the other part, end of the district, right? He's from over in Watertown.
He's over from Jefferson County, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if he runs, it'll be a two-person race this time, or who knows? Maybe it won't be. I mean, how concerned are you about winning re-election?
Well, for me, this is really about getting out, letting people get to know me, know that I'm going to represent their interest in Congress. And I think that's a message we've been successful in getting out in the 23rd. We think that we'll do the same thing in the new district. I can also tell you that Teresa Sayward, who is the Republican congresswoman from the Essex County, Washington, Warren, and Saratoga, endorsed Chris Gibson and I for re-election. Hmm. We also think that because I actually have a reasonable knowledge of Fulton County, because for a couple of reasons. For a long time, I was a member of the board of NBT Bank, which has many offices in mm-hmm. your communities, and I also represented a number of companies that were in the leather industry going back 15 to 20 years ago. So we know the area, we know people in the area, and we think that's going to be very helpful to us. I also understand the business climate down there.
Let's address the, whatever you want to call it, the 500-pound gorilla in the room. What is your stand on President Obama's health care law? Did you vote for it?
I did. And I think that it was a good first step. I have always been amenable to tweaking it as necessary. One of the issues that we face in the United States is we need to have a discussion about the facts of these complex questions, and the health care bill does a lot of good things. I know there's some objection to it, but we feel that you need to take a step in that direction. I come from about 27 years of representing our local hospitals up here, so I have a reasonably good handle on that. Represented a number of physicians over the years. I understand the issues that they're facing from an on-the-ground perspective as opposed to 40,000 feet, if you will. And I think we need to be moving in the direction that improves healthcare outcomes and lowers cost. And I think there are provisions in the bill that will get that done.
You mentioned you represented hospitals and so forth. What was your line of work before going to Congress?
I was an attorney, primarily focused on a business practice. I was also the managing partner of our firm. I was very heavily involved in economic development in my community. In the mid-80s, a group of us went north to Montreal and its environs to solicit companies to come down to do business in primarily in Clinton County, but to some extent Essex and Franklin counties as well. And today we have about 200 Canadian subsidiaries operating in Clinton County in an average year. So we feel that was a very successful activity, but it demonstrates that, I'm prepared to go out and really hit the pavement to get it done. And I'll give you a great example of that. 3 weeks ago I was flying back into Burlington, which is where I fly into most of the time, although I may begin flying into Albany a little bit so that I can traverse up the Northway and visit folks as I'm coming back. Gentleman was sitting behind me. He saw I wore a little pin that has an American and Canadian flag on it. He asked me if I was an embassy official. I said, no, I was a congressman. He said, well, I'm a Canadian, and I'm interested in doing business in the United States. And I gave him my card, and I said, get in touch.
Yeah.
I'll steer you to the right people.
Very good. Also, this week, you put out a news release on gun rights. It sounds like you're a supporter of the Second Amendment, as they say.
I certainly am. I have an A rating from the NRA. I believe that's a very important right that we must preserve. and that we need to do everything possible to protect people's rights to bear arms.
Again, talking frequently to the congressman from Amsterdam, Paul Tonko, I have an idea of his interests. You know, he's an engineer. He's interested in energy. And, of course, it became an interest because of the devastation caused by the recent storms, about flooding and so forth. Do you have any specific areas, or what committees do you serve on in Congress?
I serve on the Armed Services Committee. Obviously, that's as a result of having fought drum in the district and being a veteran. I also serve on the Agriculture Committee, and that is a huge portion of our GDP in both the old and the new district. And I also serve on the Small Business Committee.
Well, Congressman Bill Owens, I thank you very much for joining us on the program today. We'll talk with you again, I'm sure.
Thanks very much, Bob. Take care.
Take care. Congressman Bill Owens, the 21st district now, and it now includes all of Fulton County.